looked like Josh Reynolds was out there for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
How did he look to you?
He looked good. You know, he was able to track some balls down the field. You know, Josh is always one of those guys that he's got a great stride length, consistently made big plays throughout the course of his career in college, and he's kind of one of those guys that's deceivingly fast. But I think getting him back out there healthy, he's continuing to grow. It's funny, right before he got that injury, it was just telling him, you know, how much improvement he's made from the offseason program. So it'll be good to get Josh back out there and watch him compete against the Raiders on Saturday.
It looked like Sammy got a little bit more today. Can you kind of describe what's going on with him and how he's looking?
He did. He got a little bit more. You know, he's picking things up fairly quickly. It's a tough time to come in terms of where we're at in the installation, because pretty much everything's in. We've gotten all of our situations, so we're going a little bit faster than you'd be accustomed to earlier on. But I thought he picked things up well, was able to make some nice catches, and you can see the movement. And once he continues to get more and more comfortable, I think you'll see him be able to play even faster. But I was pleased with Sammy from what I saw today.
I'm assuming after like a day like yesterday with Jared, you're talking to him all the time about decision-making.
Sure.
How do you feel like he responded today? Any better? Or?
I thought there were some good throws. I thought we finished up better, you know, offensively, where we were able to get into some completions and got into a little bit of a rhythm. But, you know, one of those things that ends up happening is at some point you're going to turn the football over. It's an occupational hazard as a quarterback. And what separates the good ones from the great ones is really their ability to respond. And eventually there's going to be days like that. How we respond will ultimately determine, you know, how these games end up. And the one thing that you do appreciate about Jared is that when mistakes occur, you don't sense that he's fazed by it. He's able to take it for what it is and then try to correct it moving forward. But the decision making, getting comfortable with the concepts, is something that we'll continue to talk about really with all of our quarterbacks. And when you make good decisions with the football, get the ball into your playmaker's hands, you give yourself a chance to play efficient football offensively and specifically through the pass game.
Coach, what is your evaluation of the offensive line thus far into camp?
You know, I think they've done a good job. I think, you know, really we're kind of starting to settle in where you look at Rob Havenstein playing that right tackle position and Jamon Brown playing right guard. Feel very good about John Sullivan and what he's done at the center position. I think Roger Saffold, you know, he's a special player that's been able to play all over the place throughout the course of his career. But I think he would agree that left guard is probably his most natural spot. And then we know what a big addition Andrew Whitworth's been for us. So feel good about those players, and it's going to be about us continuing to develop that continuity up front that's so vital, so important. And obviously, you want to be fortunate with the injuries, but we're continuing to find those guys that provide depth behind them. But with those five, we feel pretty good about our starters and just looking to see those guys improve and continue to grow together.
Sean, have you found yourself spending maybe a little bit more time with the tight ends this year just because of your background in that position and just generally how young you guys are at that position?
You know what? I think I spend a lot of time with our offense as a whole, but we've got a great tight ends coach in Shane Waldron, who I was with in Washington, and he's an excellent communicator, does a great job understanding both the run and the pass in terms of what their roles and responsibilities are. And I think when you look at the growth that you've seen from Gerald Everett since he got here, with the way Tyler Higbee and Tamarik Hemingway have played, obviously a consistent productive player in Corey Harkey, I think it's a credit to Shane, and he's done a great job with those guys.
People often talk about how difficult the transition is from college to the NFL for tight ends, just because they got to know so much of the playbook. How tough is it for someone like a Gerald Everett or maybe someone like a Tyler Higbee who's so young at that position?
Sure. Well, it is different, you know, and I think it's just getting comfortable competing in both phases, kind of playing with your hand in the ground. It's almost equivalent to, you know, when you're exclusively detached from the formation, a quarterback going from a spread offense where now you're playing underneath the center. That would kind of be an equivalent from a tight end now, starting to play in the core a little bit more, getting into the backfield and some of the two-back sets. But those guys have done a great job, you know, getting comfortable with it in a short amount of time, and their ability to be able to be versatile at that position is what offers you some flexibility when you're playing in multiple personnel groupings with those tight ends.
How much do you envision being able to use those two guys together?
I think, you know, like we've talked about before, it's going to be predicated on the defenses that we're playing and kind of how they defend some of those personnel groups. But like we've talked about, you know, when you've got functional players that can both compete in the run and the pass, it allows you to be a little bit more multiple offensively. And that's why you feel really good about our tight end group and what we'll hopefully be able to present to defenses.
How has this camp gone in terms of not on the field but off the field? Have you had any issues, discipline issues, or incidents that have happened off campus or anything like that with any of your players?
You know what, that's one of the things, Gary, that we've been extremely pleased with. I think when you talk about, you know, the guys, starting with our leaders, setting a standard in terms of just being accountable, operating with consistent discipline, dependability. Couldn't be more pleased with this group. And I think that's a real credit to our players, especially those leaders like we've talked about over and over, but have not had any issues with that. Guys have consistently done the little things the right way, and we feel like that's really going to help us, you know, over the long haul. But I think it's a credit to our players, and couldn't be more pleased with this, the way they've handled themselves and represented our organization in a classy way.
Any update on Aaron Donald?
Thank you, sir.
No.
On cue.
Yeah. Artist, you tell me, man.
Okay.
All right.
Any update on Tavon? I mean, I know you had said he's not going to work this week, but
yeah,
least on the field. But.
He's not, you know, and that's one of those things that, like we said, I think we're hopeful that he'll maybe be able to compete in some of these preseason games. Ideally, you know, you want to make sure that he's full speed by the time we play the Colts in that opener. But I think for him and for us, ideally, you'd like to get him on the practice field where he's able to get comfortable with some of the ways that we envision utilizing him. But in the meantime, like we've talked about, we'll control what we can control, and that's him doing a great job with his rehab, staying up on it in the classroom. And then when that time comes that Reggie and our training staff decide that he's ready to go, we'll be excited to have Tavon back out there.
Can you talk about Aaron Green for 1 second?
Yeah.
So kind of camp
you know, Aaron just got back out here. He just had the hand surgery. So, really, the last couple days have represented his first time back out on the field since he did that. You know, it's always tough as a running back to be able to compete when you've got kind of a cast, you know, which, you know, makes it a little bit more difficult to carry the football. You know, play with your hands in protection. So I think, you know, it's good to see him back out here. Hasn't gotten a whole lot of work, but Aaron's a guy that we've enjoyed being around this offseason, and, you know, we'll see how he does in these preseason games just because of the hand thing. So he's missed a little bit of time of late.
When did he have surgery? Was that back in the offseason?
No, it was within the last week, Artis. You know, it was within the last week he did, you know. All these days run together right now,
yep.
Gary.